I'm with Derek Van Nostrand, who's the Vice President of Brand Strategy at the Weather Channel. And he just gave over an hour presentation. He's going to stop and answer a couple questions here for us. I'm just wondering, where does the Weather Channel stand, and they may not have any stance, on premium content? Do you guys ever look at, for some people that are just avid Weather Channel weather fanatics, is that an option down the road, or is that something you've looked at?
It's definitely something we've considered. We tend to, with our mobile or our desktop download type apps, like take the freemium strategy, right? We give it away free and then upgrade to people who want to get advanced radar or different options or things that are more from someone who's a closet meteorologist perspective. Give away a little extra content to folks who want to pay, you know, a little bit of money a month or a little bit of money a year. It's not a huge strategy of ours. Quite honestly, advertising-based is the majority of our products, and that's the majority of our revenue stream. So we focus mainly on free-to-consumer products, make those the best they can be, and then use an advertising strategy to monetize.
So you do have some of those premium.
We have a few. We have an alerting product. We have a desktop, a PC desktop download product. You can upgrade your iPhone, you know, to a Max product. So there are some, but they're small as a portion of our.
Have you ever thought of like offering online classes for people that want to learn more? Is that something that?
That's a really interesting question. So as social becomes bigger and becomes a bigger part of what we're doing, more and more of those types of conversations are popping up. So creating a social community, bringing in those heavy, high, you know, the high impact folks, the people who are really engaged, we call them social meteorologists. That's kind of our internal term. And those folks, if they really have an interest, then, you know, at some point in the future, we may start to bring them together and create a community. And if it really gets to a certain point, we haven't decided what that point is, then there's definitely an opportunity where you could bring them in person, right? Versus just virtually talking to them, bring them in person to the Weather Channel in Atlanta, have them, you know, learn the ins and outs of what we do, give them the inside scoop on what's, you know, what's really weather, you know, what's weather collecting, reporting, all about. And then, you know, there's definitely opportunities there to create that community. And, you know, I don't know if it's a class or if it's a badge or if it's, you know, some sort of insider information, but at some point we're definitely considering that.
What feedback have you received from the people, the social partners with the Twitter platform you have, and what feedback have you gotten from City or your sponsor on it?
So the consumer feedback has been generally positive as long as when we don't go one step too far. What we've seen, and by meaning one step too far, is what people don't want is that pushed into their face. What they do want is when something is happening, the ability to go and check what's happening in their area. So as long as we're not too intrusive with the product, the consumer feedback has been fantastic. That people respond. It really spikes when there's a severe weather event. As I mentioned in the speech today, you know, when there's a severe weather event, people flock to it. They really want to see what's happening. They want to go into their area, or they want to see what's happening in another area, right? If something happens in D.C., people want to see what people in D.C. are talking about on the ground. And then from our partner perspective, they've been excited about it from the fact that they're pushing the edge, the fact that they can control their message, because they actually have social advertising within the product, so they can actually control their message versus just putting a banner ad in. It's related to the content that people are talking about. So they really like the flexibility. So that's been one of the positives of the partnership with City.
As far as your weather apps, do you keep stats and know how the iPhone apps are performing against the Android and maybe how the iPad fits in there as well?
Sure, we track them closely. I can't give you the exact numbers, but we're approaching, you know, 50 million total downloads of apps. And we see iPhone as the strong leader, but Android is making a charge on them, and Android will pass iPhone in the near future. iPad is booming. iPad, we're seeing, you know, adoption rates are off the charts, and we expect this holiday season to be even stronger for iPad than the others. So we're seeing a lot of growth there.
We appreciate it. Thank you, Derek.
Thank you.